T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us here on the KRLD Afternoon News. For today's Ask the Expert, we are joined by Dr. Aurora Lopez. She's an OBGYN on the medical staff of the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas. And she's also with the Texas Health Physicians Group. Thanks so much and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, we brought you on today because it is Endometriosis Awareness Month. And for women, we hear that word and we're like, ooh, it's a heavy word. You know, it's one word that we hope that we never hear in a doctor's office, because we've known somebody who's had it, or, you know, our mom might have had it, or our sister. And it can be sometimes quite a nightmare for women who have it. For those who don't know what endometriosis is, what is it?
So basically, endometriosis is when the cells that line the uterine cavity, also called the endometrium, instead of being inside the uterus, is outside the uterus. So it can be on top of the uterus, on the fallopian tubes, ovaries, bowel, bladder. It could even be on the diaphragm. There's case reports of it being in the lungs. So basically, it's not in the place that it's supposed to be.
It's wild. I've had someone close to me deal with endometriosis and battle it for years. And it can be quite a battle. Can you explain what it's like for someone who, you know, first of all, how bad can this really be, from a simple case to more extreme? And why is it a battle?
So the women who have endometriosis, the number one complaint is pelvic pain. So it's most often diagnosed in our reproductive years, so 20s to 30s. But typically these patients will give this long history of having pelvic pain. Most of the time it starts, it's only with their period, or that's at least how it starts out. So they say, yeah, like, my periods are 10 out of 10. I have to miss school. I can't go to work. Like, it's just debilitating pain. And, you know, my mom or my tia just always told me, like, it's okay. Just take some ibuprofen. That's what a period is. And that's not what a period should be, right? So our period pain should not be debilitating to that extent. But the reason we don't like it, right, is because it does cause this debilitating pain for a lot of women.
You know, we try to explain to men sometimes how hard this is for that, you know, amount of time. Some girls fluctuate on how many days it lasts. Sometimes there's no true mechanism that can really adequately explain the pain that it could be. And it's even worse, though, for our sisters that are dealing with this. Is this a very common problem? How often are women being diagnosed with endometriosis?
So about 1 in 10 women will have endometriosis. So if you think about just, you know, the women closest to you in your life, chances are one of them has endometriosis.
And how easy is it to detect? Is this just by, you know, going to the OBGYN regularly, or does this something get misdiagnosed?
So it often does get misdiagnosed, right? So we have the women who just think, like, my periods have always been this way. This is what my periods are. So a lot of women don't really know that it's not normal to have periods that are that bad. Diagnosing it can be difficult. So unfortunately, it's not easy to see on pelvic exam, right? Because it's something that happens intra-abdominally. So I can't really tell on a pelvic exam. Sonograms also aren't that great at diagnosing it, unless you have what we call like a cyst, an ovarian cyst made up of endometriosis. That we can see on sono, but otherwise it's not easily seen. So the best way to diagnose it is actually surgical. So we put a camera inside the abdomen and kind of right if the cells that are supposed to be lining the uterus are outside, we just look for those cells. So it can be on the uterus, fallopian tubes, ovaries, but it's something that we have to put a camera and do a laparoscopic surgery to actually find.
That's one of the things that, you know, among women, sometimes we can tell everybody else to take care of themselves, but we don't always take care of ourselves.
For sure.
You know, we have to be each other's advocate to say, girl, you've taken 8 Advils in the past hour for this pain. Like something's not right. You need to go get that checked out. You know, we have to really be the ones that are advocating and pushing each other to take care of each other, of one another. You know, for women who have dismissed the pain, what can happen if you delay treating endometriosis?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, I mean, on top of going years and years with this debilitating pain, right? And your quality of life being really bad around the time of your cycle, right? So if you think about what endometriosis is, that it's the cells that are should be inside that are outside. Like our endometrial lining will naturally thicken with our menstrual cycle, getting ready for a pregnancy, right? So if these cells are outside the uterus, they also thicken and can cause a lot of peritoneal scarring and inflammation. So we know that women who have endometriosis do have a higher rates of infertility because of this scarring. So if it's on the fallopian tubes get scarred, then the little egg and sperm can't meet up. And so women who have endometriosis do have higher rates of infertility.
And for women who want to get pregnant and they might be going, does endometriosis automatically mean that they can't get pregnant or they won't get pregnant, or does it mean they have to take extra steps to be able to get pregnant?
I mean, we definitely see women with endometriosis get pregnant. So it's hard to predict who can and who can't until they try, right? But if we have endometriosis, knowing where it is, so if you have endometriosis on top of your uterus versus all over your fallopian tubes, right? If the one who has it all over her fallopian tubes, it's going to be harder for her to get pregnant. But it may not always correlate, right? So I have some women who have stage 4 endometriosis where it's just everywhere and they had no idea they were able to get pregnant. They're done childbearing and they had 3 kids, no issues, you know? So it can just be hard to predict, which is one of the hard things about endometriosis also.
No, absolutely. You've said a couple of terms that kind of make it sound almost like it's a cancer. You've mentioned like abnormal cells. You've mentioned stage 4. Is there any correlation to cancer and endometriosis?
I say abnormal cells, I guess, but they're not, the cells themselves aren't abnormal. They're just in the wrong place. They should be inside the uterus, but they're outside the uterus. So they're not precancerous or anything like that. They're just in the wrong place. And we do stage endometriosis based on what pelvic organs have endometriosis. Remember I said it could just be a spot on the ovaries or a spot on the fallopian tubes. So we do stage it as a way of trying to, give a severity of how bad it is from stage one up until stage four.
Yeah. And, you know, if our moms and our aunts dealt with this, is this something that medical technology has advanced over the decades that it makes it easier to treat? Or are we still having a lot of trouble with treating women with this?
I mean, we have a few successful treatments. So the mainstay is always going to be birth control pills or some kind of hormonal management. So if you think about the cells and what they are, that they're endometrial cells basically in the wrong place, and it's reacting to our ovulation cycle and getting thicker, you know, in anticipation of a pregnancy, the first line treatment is always to inhibit ovulation so that the cells have nothing to react to. So we do that often with birth control pills. Then also the inflammation associated with it. So we target that with anti-inflammatory medications like your ibuprofen and your naproxen. These work very well for women who have pelvic pain often, women who have endometriosis, often better than narcotics do, right? Because we're targeting the inflammation associated with these cells in the wrong place.
And, you know, my second question to that was, is this hereditary? Should we look into this or have a discussion with our OBGYN if we know other women in our family have dealt with this?
Sure. Yeah, we do know that there is some genetic component to endometriosis. So if your mom has endometriosis, there's a strong chance you could too. But really, it just depends on your symptoms, right? So if your mom has endometriosis, but you're not having any pain, is it worth putting a camera in to find out if you have it? That I'm not sure, but that's a discussion that we have with our patients and decide together what the next best step is.
Do we know if here in the state of Texas, if insurance covers this, are women getting adequate care and do they have enough access to this type of care?
Yeah, it's a diagnosed medical condition. So usually insurance companies do cover it. Now with anything in medicine, right, they want us to do the simplest treatment first, like birth control pills. And if that doesn't work, then there's more medications that we can use also. And then surgery, obviously, to diagnose it. So typically they do cover this for pelvic pain, but nuances of insurance, right, that varies from patient to patient.
Yeah, it's good to know too, because that can be a deterrent from somebody thinking that, sure, I don't even want to deal with that. My insurance is not going to cover that. And, you know, people put off any reason to not go see the doctor, right? So we want to make sure that we are keeping our women healthy, especially here in the Metroplex. For everyone who is listening, was there anything else you wanted to let our listeners know?
I think back to what I said at the beginning, that, you know, having debilitating pain that keeps you from going to school or keeps you from going to work is not normal. And that's always something that you should bring up with your OB/GYN or your primary care provider, just somebody, like throw it out there and see what they say about it. And if anybody dismisses your pain or makes you feel like it's not real or it's all in your head, you know, et cetera, then you should find somebody else to take care of you. And, you know, from me being a gynecologist, I recognize that there's other reasons for pain than our reproductive organs, right? But I can't evaluate your GI system and I can't evaluate your bladder necessarily, but I'm going to do what I can with the knowledge that I have to help you. And if it's not that, then okay, we move down the line of what else could it be? And so I just want women to know that debilitating pain is not normal and we should get it evaluated.
Absolutely. That is Dr. Aurora Lopez here on the KRLD Afternoon News, Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas. Thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.